Hey, testing. What check happened one, to two. This?
It just fell. It dropped.
A couple times.
Yeah. Can you hear yourself at all?
Yes, I can.
Check
I don't know
one,
if
two.
I like...
Oh, we're going to turn these up a little bit.
I feel like we need a better environment.
Where would you like to go?
I mean, not here.
Where do you want to, like, friggin' Freeport? I don't know where.
I mean, not in our bedroom on a chair that you gave me, the crappy one.
You can sit on this one if you want.
It's fine.
Let's start with the idea that you thought podcasts were live.
I thought they were live for the first time, and then you could listen to them
like it was
you.
Like it was a radio broadcast.
Right.
And then people recorded it and would put it up on the
way
internet.
Way to
later
call
listening.
Me out.
No, I'm just saying.
No, really, I did, though.
Someone with broadcasting experience. I think you know how podcasts work.
Cool. Think what someone with 2 years of marriage experience wouldn't call his
We're
wife.
In the second. You already pointed out to me we are in the second year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 2 years of experience. I have less than 2 years of experience.
Okay.
What is it that you, like... Because you've said you miss the broadcasting part of radio.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to talk to people and mm-hmm. to be a voice in someone's day. They feel like they know you. I like that. It's fun.
So you liked when people would come to you and say, like, hey, you, like, or they had a fun story about, hey, I was driving to my.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I had people like coming up to me in the grocery store, but I think it was cool if I met a listener. Or, you know, friends of mine would be like, oh, so-and-so, we're listening to you. You know, that's always cool. And it's fun to play music and talk about music. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy Rose.
Amy Rose.
What were the other,
She's
like,
retired.
What are some other, I just think it's funny that people don't use their real names.
I think a lot of people use portions of their real names. They're not going to necessarily use their real last name. Some do.
Did anybody just, like, make up a whole new name?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. I feel like, no, not that I can think of. People at least use their first name.
What?
I think I'm a booger.
Cool.
Just kidding. Oh.
Oh, man. I'm sweaty.
From?
Still from the gym.
Wow, really getting after it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite gym exercise?
I think I just have, for some reason, I've started really enjoying running.
Excuse me, I'm taking a sip of seltzer.
Do we need it? Oh, did you ever have a cough button?
No.
Really? I keep hearing about cough buttons.
This
like
isn't about
podcasts.
Me now. We're back to you.
No, but I want to know about the cough button.
I have You've no idea heard? About a cough button.
Oh, okay. I thought that would be cool.
Cool.
Like, you know, when you
Good
need
talk.
To cough.
I get
you, like,
it.
But instead you just pull your head away, like way back here.
No, I mean, you just deal with it. You're not allowed to cough on the radio. Pretty sure you can. Pretty sure I have.
No, I just like, you know, if.
I mean, cool.
If you like, if you cough really hard into the microphone.
I mean, I've
like...
definitely choked before.
Yeah.
You've seen me eat. Fast. It happens.
Your gargaloki didn't ever.
Why are we, I really don't want to like perseverate on my radio days.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just trying to talk about something.
This is real life. Jake
the name
just
of our podcast. This is real life.
Taking something and just running with it.
Well, I'm wanting.
So back to running.
Running.
You're really liking running.
I am liking running. I never liked running before for no, I don't know why. It mm-hmm. just was boring.
It is
and
boring.
And everybody would talk about like runner's high or like. You know, they get really addicted to trying to beat times and all that stuff, which I don't really feel
so
like
why
that.
Do you like it now?
I don't know. I think it's just, I think my lungs like it. I like the way that my lungs feel after.
Hon.
I do.
Great.
I think it's not that my body doesn't necessarily feel good after.
So your lungs feel different.
They
after
feel,
you
I feel
run.
Like I have stretched my lungs and I can breathe better.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
That's
I think
good.
That's the
Breathing
only
is
I like.
Awesome.
It's the same reason I like the way that I feel after I've played basketball, though.
Because of your lungs?
Yeah.
Awesome.
But
I'm not trying to laugh at you. I just
yeah,
think,
just,
no,
I'm not trying to laugh at you, but I am.
No, I think that's cool. I've never thought of my body in that way where like a body part feels, you know, different. But that's that makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you know.
You found a steal of a deal while I was gone on some freaking pots.
Yeah. Went to my favorite Home Goods. Could live in that store.
I always call it TJ. But they are owned by the same company, right?
I think they are, but they're still separate.
It's TJ Maxx Home Goods.
No.
There's TJ Maxx and then there's Home Goods?
There's Marshalls and Home Goods that go together.
See, I always thought Marshalls and TJ's were just like completely... See, now it's all...
No, I'm pretty certain they're owned by the same, you know, company. I don't know who that is. I should know, but I don't. But went there, got some plant pots and repotted and made a mess. Soil here, soil there, soil everywhere.
Pots and soil.
Pots and soil. Killing it on a Sunday.
Another name for our podcast, Pots and Soil. I'm going to come up with the worst name possible.
So just for those of you that maybe one day listen to this, this is us trying to figure out what our podcast is going to be about. So this is just a lot of trial and error, and we're sorry.
I think it is going to take like multiple tries.
What's wrong with just winging it?
Nothing. I love winging it. You don't like winging it.
I'm winging it right now. I'm leaning back.
You are. You're looking.
Feet are up.
Comfy as a bumpy.
I hate when he says that.
Things that I do that are dad-like. Let's get into that.
Forewarning. I'm going to be laughing a lot because it's just what I do. Okay, continue.
I try and rhyme everything and I'll make up a word to
you
rhyme.
You do.
And that is, I'm going full steam ahead on that. Especially since we moved here, I think.
You also get stuck on certain things. So, for example, we made up this song one time for our niece, Lola. And now every time Jake sees her, that's the only thing he wants to say to her. It can't be just, hi, Lola. It's, go ahead.
Antifungal cream. Ch-ch. It is such a dream. Ch-ch. To be on this team. Ch-ch. Of the cuckoo kids. The cuckoo kids.
Yeah, I like it too, but I still talk to her other than just singing antifungal cream.
Here's why. Because it gets a smile out of her every time. And I...
Oops, I needed a cough button.
It gets a smile out of her every time, and so I just want to be the smiley, happy, fun
uncle. Yeah,
that's
true.
I don't ever want to, like...
That's a good reason.
I don't ever want to have to tell her, like, no, you can't touch that fire. No, you can't bang your head on that sharp thing. Hmm. No, you can't.
What did you say to Simon and Abel the other day? God. So let me set this up for you. I was FaceTiming my sister, Samantha, in the morning, as we often do before I'm going to work. And Samantha stays at home with her three beautiful babies, all under the age of three. Sorry, Jake's going to get a seltzer, so I'll continue to set this up. So, yeah, FaceTiming in the morning. The boys are so cute, Simon and Abel, almost 4, almost 3 years old, respectively, wanting to talk to me. And Jake, you know, they want to see Uncle Jake. And Uncle Jake gets on the phone and says, what are you guys going to do today, huh? Just going to sit around or going to crawl in a cupboard and die? What? That's real life. That's what he said. I was mortified. He just was like, ha, 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 ha.
Well, I asked them what they were going to do, and they were like, nothing. And so then
so your
I was like,
natural
oh,
reaction
nothing.
Was to say, crawl in a cupboard and die. Yeah,
I don't know. It was early.
I don't even know if Samantha's forgiven us yet for that.
Oh, she forgave me right away.
Oh, she felt bad for you. I was just like,
I think that's why Sam likes me, because she feels bad for me all the time.
I'm just like, why of all things in your brain is that what you wanted to say in that moment?
I don't. It was so early. I can't stress how early it was in the day.
Well, not everyone's a people. I mean, I almost said people person.
A toddler person? Not everyone's a toddler person.
No, I meant morning person, but for some reason other words came out.
Oh, so you didn't mean to say what you said and words came out? And
are you making fun of me when I was talking about how it was windy?
No. I'm talking about how I just said words and I didn't know what to say. And I said, crawl in a cupboard and die.
Whatever.
But, quote of the weekend, Amy said, where were we? We were at...
I'm not helping you.
We were at walking the dog on Saturday. Where did we go? We went to a beach. We went to Willard Beach.
Okay.
In South Portland.
Yes,
and Amy
we did.
Said, man, when the wind moves, or when the air moves, it gets real windy.
Mm-hmm. I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong, but that's also the definition of windy.
What if? Breaking it down for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So many dogs at the beach. Seriously.
Yeah, that's the and that was also the first beach we went to Sarah, our dog, and I went to after we moved here.
We met Wallace, the cute little puppy that got distracted and started to chase a leaf instead of play with me.
He was mad at that leaf.
He was like, whoop,
get back here.
So cute. What else did we do? We watched Game of Thrones and I got shocked.
I've never seen you more shocked.
Oh, I can't even handle it.
I've never seen you more shocked.
Are we in season three or four? Three?
We're at the end of season three.
So we did not get on the bandwagon in time, I guess. Or I shouldn't say in time, but when everyone else did. So we're trying to catch up before the premiere of the last season, which probably won't happen, but we're trying. And so, yeah, today, having breakfast, decided to throw on some Game of Thrones and shocked.
No spoilers.
End of season
here.
Three. We're not saying
but
anything.
There was an event where nearly everyone dies.
I can't even talk about it.
And you stood up.
Mm-hmm.
From our couch,
mm-hmm.
hands over your mouth,
mm-hmm.
like across the room, just
I was
staring
like, we can't watch
TV.
Any more of this. I need a break.
We turned it. There were still like 10 minutes left.
Yep, can't. Need a break.
Oh, hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Another dad thing.
Yet another
you do.
Dad thing. Oh, the running. So back to the, you know, we're going all over the place.
What?
It doesn't matter. The running, I never thought I'd get into. That I feel like is a dad thing now.
Why?
That I'm into.
Why is that a dad thing?
I don't know. Because I just thought it was so lame when I was in the entire rest of my life. I thought running was so lame.
You know what I think is a dad thing that you do?
What's that?
Act like your dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Quinn, so much. Jake is acting like you. Mm-hmm. Can't even deny it.
You little minx.
Yeah,
oh,
that was
gosh.
Embarrassing. It was Valentine's Day. We'll set this up for you. And I was leaving for work, saying goodbye to my husband, just giving him a quick peck. And he decides to just in that moment call me a little minx. First of all, why? Secondly, does not call me those things, especially a minx ever. And it just so happened that in that moment, our neighbor decided to just walk right by. So that poor neighbor who we don't really know heard my husband call me, you little minx.
And then door closed. My face just horrified.
And it was Quinn shutting the door.
What else do I do that's like my dad?
I don't know.
I say, oh. I do a lot of hope.
Yeah, you
like
do.
Like if something falls, hope.
Yep.
Man.
You play guitar like your dad, so there's that. Yeah. But we like that. That's great.
Yep, that's how we met.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have met if I didn't play guitar.
Oh, cool. What's next? What else do we talk about on a podcast? First of all, how often do we do a podcast?
I think we should do it weekly.
Are there podcasts that are more than weekly?
Oh, yeah. I know of podcasts that do two or three a week. Release two or three a week.
Okay.
But like you can front load that. So like say we record five days in a row and just like stagger them out.
Okay. But we'll say we are aiming for weekly.
I think that's fine.
And what do you think are some good names for our podcast?
So names that I like are Honey, I'm Home.
I feel like that has to be taken though.
It could be. We can look it up. That's mm-hmm. knowable. You liked At Home with the VPs, I think. Wasn't that yours?
Yeah, but it's kind of lame now that I say it out loud.
I think we should.
I mean, we got to think about this. I don't know anything else on the spot.
The thing is, we don't really know 100% what this is about yet, so we can't name
Our podcast random sometimes? Like, do people talk about the most random things, or is there usually, like, a formula? They know, you know, it's all connected.
I think most will have formulas, but I think how strict that formula is depends. So, like...
Well, I don't mean formula necessarily, but like a pattern.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the beginning of the show is this, and then they always do something in the middle, and then they have, you know, they always end it the same way or whatever.
Okay.
Like the two, so I will, my favorite podcasts are WTF with Mark Maron,
mm-hmm.
which he will interview somebody about from the beginning to where they are now. Like. Where they
like
were
the
born.
Beginning of their life?
Yeah.
Like oh, where that's they were interesting. Born,
their,
okay.
What their parent? He always asks what their parents mm-hmm. did, and then he moves through the career. So like,
cool.
Which is neat, but it always, you know, it always kind of goes in and out with a lot. P- Pete Holmes. You made it weird with Pete Holmes is my...
Jake is smiling so big at just the mention of Pete's name. Pete, if you are ever listening to us, which probably not, but if you ever are, my husband loves you.
I do. I love Petey.
And there... Oh, yeah, Petey. There's the dad. Okay. Continue. Seltzer break.
He ends up... They usually end up talking about, like, I mean, anything, but they end it the same way. They always end it the same way.
Okay. So how?
He'd ask, like, the same question. So I'll ask, you know, what are we all doing here? Like, well, what are your thoughts on God?
Hmm.
And then, so that'll lead to a lot. And then, you know, what are some of the most important things you've learned about your craft and the most important thing you've learned about love and the most important thing you've learned about family?
Okay.
And then my favorite question is he asks, What's the time where you've laughed the hardest? Like, tell me a story about when you laughed the hardest.
Okay.
Which is my favorite
question.
So
we should think of, like, some, you know, maybe two or three things that for sure we want to include in every podcast.
Yeah, that we can that are updatable, so we're not.
Yeah, that's true, because it's not like we're interviewing people. You and I.
You know what, we at work, some things that we both have kind of enjoyed is like the highs and the lows, or just the high, like your
That's
favorite
true.
Thing about the week.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, you go first. What's your favorite thing about this past week?
This past week?
So we'll say Sunday of last week to Sunday today, March 17th, 2019.
I got to be in Boise as of Sunday last week. I got to see my parents. So.
Jealous.
So that was really cool.
Awesome.
My favorite part, but I think actually my favorite part about that was seeing our dog's face when you picked me up from the airport.
She was psyched.
I went into the trunk. I was putting my luggage in the trunk, and she looked like a one-year-old little pup.
I know.
She was so excited.
She was very excited.
So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. I always like think I should have a better answer. Okay, let me think about this.
Do we want to do high and low or just...
Well, let's both do a high, then we can decide if we want to do a low.
Yeah.
Okay, high of this week. Sunday. Well, I mean, to be honest, picking you up at the airport on Monday was for sure a high for me because we missed you. So for sure that. I'm trying to think.
That would be a fun name for the podcast, to be honest.
To be honest. I'm going to go with that because nothing else is really, you know, jumping out at me. And that was a very happy moment.
Good.
What about our lows? Do we want to talk about
Let's talk about our lows. Why not? We can cut it out later.
Do we really want to drain on about the sad things?
Well, it doesn't have to be like a sad thing.
Okay, you're first. What's your low?
I think my low was not being able to fully catch up at work.
Yeah,
probably.
I get that.
Didn't get to every to-do list task. And, well, that in conjunction with, I had set a goal maybe a month ago of finishing essentially an instrumental record, right, that I've been working on, mostly in the mornings. I'd say it's kind of I spend an hour in the morning on it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a new venture for me, and I didn't quite get to finishing it this last Friday, so 2 days ago.
Okay.
So that was kind of, I was just kind of bummed
that out.
I didn't, but obviously that's flexible.
Okay.
So between those two things, I think are my
That makes
low.
Sense. Low for me. Yeah, I mean, I guess mine would be work-related too. I love my job, but I kind of felt like just super overwhelmed all week, and we've kind of had a lot of, it's a small office, so having, you know, people out here and there, it's noticeable always. And to be honest, it's often me, so I'll just preface with that. But yeah, I think it's just that feeling of feeling really overwhelmed. But at the end of the day, it gets done what can be done, and yeah, just one thing at a time.
You've done a good job of being able to put it away, I think, when you come home.
Yeah, compared to other jobs I've had, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should be separate.
You asked me today, I'm going to ask you why you asked the question, but you were like, what's your favorite part about living in Maine while we were driving around today?
So you want to know why
I
asked you that?
Yeah, why'd that cross your mind at that moment?
Because I think, you know, previously when I moved to Boise, and I could be totally wrong, but I loved Boise. But I think sometimes you felt guilty about taking me, you know, from my family and friends here in Maine. And so being here in Maine now, not that I feel guilty, but I, you know, you're just a positive person overall. So you tend to just kind of like wherever you are and you can make the best of it. But I just wanted to know what specifically about living in Maine, because it's almost a year.
Yeah.
Is your favorite thing?
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Mm-hmm. As far as like me being an overly positive person.
Well, it's not that you're overly positive. I think you just, like, I never worry about you meeting someone and it's going to be awkward or anything. Like, you just are a people person and you talk to everyone and what?
That's funny because I get worried about that. I'm like,
no, you do such a good job. I think I never worry about you. Huh. And just in general, you kind of just adapt to any situation you're in. So, and you've also been able to go home quite a bit, I feel like, which is good. So, but yeah, just was curious what your favorite thing is about the state of Maine.
I've kind of realized that in Idaho, there are a lot of like phrases and bumper stickers and t-shirts and stuff that all base around, you know, the mountains are calling and I must go, or just take me to the mountain, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the destination. And here it's so much about the ocean. Mm-hmm. And I think those are kind of interchangeable as far as the location. Like, it's very, you know, obviously central Idaho is so, there's so many beautiful mountains. You're not by the ocean. It's kind of isolated and it's desolate, but that is what is the most striking natural thing there. And here it's the ocean. To me, the ocean here provides so much more for the people that live here. So it provides so much of the food, you know, the weather is really, you know, the tides and the weather are all so much based around the ocean. The geography really impacts it. So,
so you're saying the ocean is your favorite thing?
Yeah. Well, and I've never lived near the ocean, so I didn't understand when you moved to Boise, you're like, I just really... Oh, I miss the ocean so much. I need to be by the ocean. Like, there were a lot of...
Yeah, that's true. You didn't really get it.
Yeah, and other people have said that too. Like, you know, or people that say it freaks me out to not live near an ocean.
Mm-hmm. To be near a body of water.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, I get that's that good now. Point. I didn't... I tried to empathize with that before, but I just couldn't because I've never walked out of my car every day and been able to smell the ocean.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Cool.
Anyway.
Anywho, what are we doing the rest of the day?
We talked about watching a scary movie. Big things.
Yep. Maybe make some brownies.
Yeah, we're going to make some regular brownies. Just brownies.
Yeah. Then that's not us being silly. They really are just regular brownies. Actually, you're not going to tell them.
What?
Has cookie dough in it, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Weekends with the VP.
My favorite thing in the world is dough. I love
you. Do love dough, even like regular, just like dough. Pizza dough. It's weird.
Any kind of dough.
I think you're lacking a vitamin. I mean, maybe. We might make some brownies.
I never would have thought to bake cookies. Kyle came up with this forever. He's like, if it had been up to me, we never would have baked cookies. We would have made cookie dough and been like, we've done it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
I mean, yeah. That's what he said. So, yes.
Kyle. Yeah.
What else are we going to do?
Not much. I'm tired.
We're going to Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day.
We'll probably start feeling sad right around 8 p.m. Because the work week is upon us.
I will say, though, I do love my job. I actually enjoy going to work.
Oh, no, I do, too. But I like my weekends when I can do whatever I want. Oh, yes, we are going to have green gnocchi because Jake decided, you know, he needed gnocchi yesterday and happened to find some spinach ones. So we might do that in honor of St. Patrick's Day.
Old St. Patrick.
Crazy.
I'm trying to think of the last time I went buck wild on St. Patrick's Day.
I do. 2000. Wait, let me think about this. I went in 2015 in the city of Boston.
That was right before we dated.
With Alicia. Yep. It was right before we dated. Yeah.
Isn't it weird how now, like moving, like people our age that have gotten married like we have memories of like Instagram stories or Snapchat stories or whatever.
Oh, Alicia and I, we went out with my friend Jeff and we just, it was so fun. We did a pub crawl around the city.
Wasn't it near the TD Garden?
No, not really. Oh yeah, I guess not far from there.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, you know, near Quincy Market and Black Rose and just
Black
like,
Rose?
Yeah.
Oh, I've told you, my dad's band name was Black Rose when he was like in college.
I digress. Yes.
And we're back.
And we're back. Okay. Woo! When did you last go, as you say, quote, buck wild,
it had
end
to be
quote?
Like crazy. It had to be like 2011, maybe 2012. Mm-hmm.
So what did you do?
I don't remember.
Okay.
And not because I got too drunk. I just, it was like, it wasn't a big deal. I think I still had a lot of friends working downtown.
I don't remember. Not because I got drunk, but it wasn't a big deal. We were talking about buck wild.
I just didn't go buck wild.
So you haven't?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably, wow. I might have when Mike Burns was working down in downtown Boise at all the bars and I could go drink for much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
But I did go to North End Pizza and get a green beer last year.
Yeah, you did. I was working. Miss you guys. Sad. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. What else did we do?
For what?
What else do? What else will we do tonight?
I literally have no idea. You're looking at it.
I might try and write some more music.
Mm-hmm.
I got a workout in.
I'm sorry. Don't say that. So I got a workout in.
Well, you've been going.
I work out real freaking hard, and today is my day off. Okay.
You've been going buck wild up your bar.
What is with you and buck wild?
Buck wild. I find my one thing, and I.
you know. Yep.
Anyway, so here's Wonderwall.
All right. I think that's it. That was a good run through. How many minutes are we at?
We're at 28 minutes.
So how long should our podcast be for? What do you think we should aim at?
I think we should go for between 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay. So this is our test run.
Yeah.
What other names can we come up with?
I think we just got to figure out what it's going to be about. You know what I mean?
I think it should be about you and I and our week.
Yeah. But what are you and I about?
I mean, well, we're married.
Yeah. Yeah.
We.
How relatable.
What do you mean? What are we about?
What are we about? What's our life about?
I don't know. This seems like a trick question.
What's our goal?
Our goal as a married couple?
Yeah, just so
I think our goal is just to do things that we love and to be happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You love to make music and do creative things. So do I. Not make music, but I like to write. I like to cook. I like to be positive and do good things.
I think I've realized that just like creating things and music is a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like, you know, I work in content creation. So when I'm writing, it's like still fun to have a thing. When I'm making a video, it's great to just have something I've created. For you, I feel like that is a big part of it, like creating something, but you also like organizing it sort of in a way.
Mm. No.
No.
Okay. I don't think that's it. I just like it's finding those things that you kind of get lost in that you just enjoy doing and time doesn't, you know, you're not counting down the minutes. And for me, that is writing, blogging, cooking, you know, being outside.
Gardening?
I don't know.
Would you say gardening?
I just repotted some plants, baby.
Botany. What? Here, okay, question. When we went to Lowe's today after our wonderful Willard Beach
that
walk.
That woman was horrible. The old woman that just kept running into us in the aisle.
Yeah,
I tried to be nice, but she was really irking me.
I think she was going buck wild with her cart.
Okay, legit.
I think she was just doing her thing.
Okay, anyway, back to Lowe's.
So when you kept showing me plants, I'd be like, oh, do you like this one? What about this one? This one, this one? And I was kind of like, yeah. But it like, I don't look at plants in the same way.
They're living, and it makes me sad when they're not taken care of.
P.S. The clearance rack at Lowe's for plants is like very sad because they're all dying.
Well, and the worst part is there's a watering can right there that says store use. It has water in it. And none of them had a drop of water. So I was that creep. I watered them.
You should have.
I did.
Maybe that's what they're waiting on for
God. You had one job.
Patrons to water it.
Jeez Louise.
No, but you kept showing me stuff, and it just, like, my brain doesn't think about
plants.
Yeah, but
you were the one paying, so I was like, which one do you like?
Oh, yeah, but whatever. But I feel like it's similar to when I'm showing you, you know, musical equipment. Like, do you like this one? And you're like, I don't know, do you?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know, sure.
That's the thing, is I'm just so happy that you're doing it, that, like, do whatever you want.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
And you're so good at it. You name your plants, you care for them.
That was a real yawn.
Gonna have to get a yawn button.
Tired.
Okay. Well, then I guess that's when we call it.
Yeah. That's all it. Right. We're signing off.
TBD. We could call our podcast TBD.
No, that's dumb. We need a better name.
Probably already exists.
What's a better name?
I have no idea.
You don't like weekends with the VPs?
But no.
Too mouthy?
No, because it implies that we would only do it on the weekends.
Well, we just said we're only doing it weekly.
Weekly, but not only on the weekends.
We're saying it like Maggie Smith from Downton Abbey.
What is a weekend?
Yeah. God, I love that show.
Oh, it is so good.
What about the past life? Because then we talk about what happened in the past. No.
In a past life?
I don't like it. Bad idea, Jake.
Reincarnation.
Nay.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Okay, cool.
How about that? We'll figure it out.
I like it.
Do you really?
I kind of do. Do you?
I actually really do. Did we just come up with it?
Oh,
right on the spot.
That's another thing he does. He always does a snap.
Yeah, it's like, I think that's from, it's like, what are they?
We'll figure it out.
The chew tobacco thing.
Love it.
We'll figure it out.
Cheers right, cool. to that, babe.
Let's knock our, no, never mind. I was going to say, let's knock our microphones together like a cheers.
No, mine's already broken.
It's not broken. It's just damaged. It is broken. Okay, well, that's fun.
That's it. Signing off.
Signing off. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.